Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is May 24th, 2025, and here are our top stories. iWeather, Aurora, AI, IEQ, Mega Data Center. AI Weather. A new study suggests that precise weather forecasts for over a month could soon be possible, thanks to AI. DeepMind's AI weather model, GraphCast, aims to extend predictions beyond the conventional 14-day limit. This comes from a paper by Trent Vonage, a doctoral candidate at the University of Washington, and his team, available on ArcSive. By refining initial data conditions, they boosted the 10-day forecast accuracy of GraphCast by an impressive 86%. Furthermore, the model delivered solid results predicting weather over 33 days ahead, indicating a promising future for longer-term weather forecasting. Aurora AI. Microsoft has unveiled Aurora, an AI model capable of predicting air quality, hurricanes, typhoons, and other weather phenomena with impressive accuracy. Published in the journal Nature, Aurora is trained on over 1 million hours of data from satellites, radar, and weather stations, alongside simulations and forecasts. Notably, Aurora predicted Typhoon Doksuri's landfall in the Philippines 4 days ahead of schedule, outperforming some expert predictions. Additionally, it outdid the National Hurricane Center in forecasting 5-day tropical cyclone tracks for the 2022 to 2023 season. Microsoft is integrating Aurora into its MSN weather app, offering hourly forecasts, including cloud coverage. IEQ. A recent study from the universities of Geneva and Bern challenges traditional views on emotional intelligence. Generative AI models like ChatGPT-4 have outperformed humans in tests designed to measure this skill. 6 modern AI models, including Claude 3.5 Haiku, Gemini 1.5 Flash, and ChatGPT-4, were evaluated on their ability to handle emotionally charged situations. The AI models achieved an average success rate of 82%, while human participants reached only 56%. Published in Communication Psychology, the study found that ChatGPT-4 not only excelled in existing tests, but also created new valid scenarios for measuring emotional intelligence. With over 400 participants completing these AI-generated tasks, the results were comparable to traditional tests. This demonstrates AI's adaptability and deep understanding of social contexts. Potential applications are vast, from personalized support in schools to valuable partners in coaching and conflict mediation. However, the researchers caution that ethical oversight is crucial to prevent misuse. AI's ability to simulate and apply empathy more effectively than humans reshapes our self-perception, turning what was once a core human competence into a function within code. This opens up new possibilities and questions about trust when interacting with non-human entities. The technology provides answers, but society must contextualize them, with the benchmark for meaningful use being not just the ability to simulate, but the responsible management of such capabilities. Mega Data Center Setter. OpenAI and the AI company G42 are embarking on a major project to establish a massive data center in Abu Dhabi named Stargate UAE. This facility is set to deliver up to 1 gigawatt of computing power, making it one of the world's largest. By the end of 2026, the initial phase aims for a capacity of 200 megawatts. Funded by G42 and operated by OpenAI and Oracle, the project features partnerships with NVIDIA, Cisco, and SoftBank. As part of this initiative, ChatGPT will be freely accessible in the United Arab Emirates. The UAE aims to become a global AI hub by leveraging its strategic location to offer low-latency data processing for African and Indian markets. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.